But she lives by herself now, and got a good job. I don't know whether she'll marry again or not. And the next one in the...
Now there are a lot of girls getting pregnant and dropping out of school. And boys dropping out of school, getting jobs.
Yeah.
Was it the same then? What do you think causes that?
Well, I don't know if it was the same then. I suppose there was some of it. There's bound to be. But there again, I think the permissive society has something to do with it. I know my training was, you be careful, young man, or you'll be in trouble, and scared me to death. And, I think that was true of plenty of our people in my generation, that they were afraid to be permissive, if you follow that. And but now the youngsters, they seem to know about contraceptives and everything like that. And of course, in my generation, I don't think most of us knew there was such a thing. Now you laugh, but maybe we were stupid. But I didn't know about contraceptives. Something vague, but it didn't ring any bells. In fact, I never thought of using a contraceptive. I don't think my wife did either. That's funny, isn't it?
Do you think that the TV had anything to do with it, as in the movies?
Well, it could be, but the TV has its advantages and it has its disadvantages too, because if you can get your kids to look at the right program, they're a lot more intelligent than we were when we were young. You kids know a lot more about things at your age than I did at my age, if you follow that. A lot more. Current events and a lot of things, even into science, because if you look at the right programs, you learn a lot of stuff on TV. That does make a difference.
But there weren't such programs as they are today that could teach the children the other side of the world.
No, that's true. In fact, when I was a teenager, we didn't even have radios.
That's another point.
We didn't have a radio. My first experience with a radio, I don't know. I must have been, I'm trying to remember when when radios came in. My first experience with a radio was I visited someone and he had one of those little crystal sets. We each have earphones and listened to it, and it was very squeaky, but it was remarkable. We thought it was wonderful.
Exciting.
Yeah. And TVs, TVs. First time I saw a TV was in World's Fair down in New York. And that was when, 38?
Wow.
First time I saw a TV. And that was a novelty then.
It's been a very exciting experience.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you first get a TV?
I'm trying to remember. It was in the 40s, I think. It was a big event. Gee, a TV.
Hot color, black and white.
Oh, that was color, sure. In fact, along about supper time, my kids would disappear. A neighbor had a TV and there was some program, Howdy Doody or something. They'd go down and they'd sit in that house with all the other kids in the neighborhood, I guess. And I was too cheap to buy one right away.
Wow.
But they got it down there, and then eventually we got one ourselves. Yeah, well, sure, things have changed. You know, my father said one time, he'd like to come back after he had been dead about 50 years and just look around and see how much changed. And he says, I think it would have changed so much that I wouldn't want to come back. You wouldn't be able to live with it. Now, if you think a little bit, as young as you are, things have changed. And in my lifetime, it's changed a lot. A lot of things we have today we didn't have then.
Do you think it's been changed mostly for the better? Do you think it was more peaceful then without all the TVs and without all the machinery and computers and everything?
Well, the computers are a little bit of a puzzle as far as I'm concerned, but I think it's going to help things. I really do. And I was in the bank here a few years ago, and the guy at the desk was so pleased. He had this deal. And he said, come on, listen, it's just been installed. And he pushed a few buttons. He says, listen to this. He says, put my account number in, you know. And a voice told me how much my balance was. And to me, that was remarkable. Mm-hmm. It didn't print it out or anything, it's just a voice told you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things like that today. Or it's not too many years ago, like if you go into a hospital and taking down your record when you're being admitted, she pushes a few buttons and the screen will tell you the whole thing.
Your whole life history.
Yeah, in fact...
maybe I should go there.
That's right, because they keep your... Now, of course, because they have the tapes and the microfilm and everything else, they can have your record right at their fingertips in seconds. The last time I was in the hospital, all I had to do was give her my name. She put it down, she told me my, she says, have you moved? You know, the address, you had it right there on the screen, my age, my birth date, when I was in the hospital the last time, and for what? And she just copied it onto the record
card.
So
that saves a lot of time. You think that's
yeah,
really
going to
improve?
And it keeps you honest, too. You can't lie, because they have the record.
How do you think we can improve the problem with all the drugs and everything? And do you think it has to do with the schools, or do you think it's mostly parents' fault?
I don't know. I think in some cases...
Because you certainly didn't have the problem back then, so it must
no,
have been something
no.
that you've done to
I don't.
It.
I really don't know. I think probably the fact that they can make so much money selling it, I think that might have something to do with it. But it's a shame when they start to bring it to the schools, even to the grammar schools, and they hook these kids, and it's part of our crime problem, probably. Right?
How about the crime problem?
The what problem?
The crimes. Were there as many crimes then?
Oh, there might have been, and we probably didn't hear about it, but...
Weren't they made public?
Well, you can have a crime happen in San Francisco and you can see it on TV the same night.
Yeah.
Or you, there's a robbery or a hold up or something. It would get in the paper probably, but unless you read the paper very carefully, they probably wouldn't put in so much of that news as they do now.
But it was mostly safe, right, to walk around?
I would think so, yes. I think so. I think it's more. I've often thought that a teenager has a tough time these days compared to my own teenage. So many people say, oh, it's nice to be young. But you know, teenagers have their problems too. And they can seem very serious to them. Right?
True.
And well, look at the teenage suicides. Huh? Their parents expect so much of them, they can't meet the grade, and boom, they commit suicide. But
many turn to drugs.
I don't think I ever knew anything about drugs, or even heard anything about it. Young life.
Do you seem surprised when either your kids or your grandsons, granddaughters come and talk about things? And do you seem surprised about some of the things they say that happened in school? Or do you ever sit and talk to them and tell them how it was back then?
Yeah, well, of course, I don't. I don't see my grandchildren too often. Half of them are in South Carolina and the other half are in Newtown, so. But when I see them, I enjoy their company. And I think there's a close relationship between my children and my grandchildren, but I think they're a little more permissive than I was when my kids were growing up. In my son's case, when their parents have a glass of wine, the kids do too, except the small ones. I mean, talk about get into the high teenagers. That could be good and it could be bad. Maybe they learn how to handle it and stay within reason if they have it in the home. But I know my son was working a few years before we were free enough to have a drink together. We'd nice drinking buddies now, not that either one of us do it to excess, but you know, before dinner, if I visit him, it's always a drink before dinner, and maybe a glass of wine with dinner. And he had to go up a little ways in years before I could feel free to do that. Or maybe he could be that free with me too.
Was there much difference in your growing up and your son's growing up, as in restrictions and...
Yeah, there was quite a few. When I was a teenager, I sure would have loved to drive, and by making a big noise and a lot of screaming, I was permitted to have a license at 18, it wasn't very often that I could use a family car, and my father was alongside of me. He wasn't too keen on driving. He wouldn't mind if I drove, but he wanted to be in the car most of the time. In my son's case, then the rules were changed. You could drive at 16. And when he was a small child, he'd sit on my lap and steer. You know, he loved that. And of course, he got too big, so he couldn't do that. But
he wanted his own car.
by watching me, and because of that, and a few other things, he didn't really need any driving lessons. He was all really hip. So that when on 16th birthday, we went down to the license bureau, and I knew the inspector, and he made out his application, and so the inspector came and looked at it, and he says, when did you learn to drive, young man? He says, I've been able to drive for a long time. He says, been driving on the street by yourself? No, nothing like that. Very disappointed. Is it on? He's a very disappointed young man because he says, you'll have to go home and learn how to drive for a month before I give you a license. And within a short while, he had his own car. Well, no, that didn't happen to me.
Was it affordable at that time
to
buy a car?
Well,
could anybody do
that? Well, no, I wouldn't say anybody, but he was that anxious to have a car. And he even went so far as to go to a car agency and get sort of a kickback for any car he could sell. And then he had a used car that he wanted to buy. And it seemed kind of foolish to buy a used car, you know, for that kind of money that he was going to have to pay. So he got himself a MG, a sports car, and was he pleased with that? Yeah.
How was he able to afford it? Did he work? Or?
Well, he was working, yeah, but he borrowed the money from a man he knew pretty well. most of it. And then when he got his real job, he worked for a company I was with, spare time while he was going to school. So when he got a job, it was an over-the-road job, it was where he traveled. And the company wouldn't let him have his MG, so hit it by a domestic car, broke his heart. This isn't history, this is fun. I mean, you follow what I'm trying to say. So that's it.
Tell me, did the railroad affect Bridgeport in a bad way or in a good way? As in, by tearing houses and forcing people to move because they had to bring the railroad in?
Well, that you're talking about a generation that goes beyond mine, because the railroad's all built.
About
the railroad? Yeah, I remember. And they electrified it. That was a real advance. Took it away from the steam, electric locomotives. Of course, now they got the diesels. And I remember one thing, I don't know exactly the year, but it was in the teens, when a train ran off the tracks down here, Fairfield Avenue, and that was really something, see all those cars laying down the street. You're talking about the railroad. And of course, when it comes to fares, gee, we thought when we had to pay $2 and change for a round trip to New York, it was a lot of money, but gee, it's a lot more than that now.
Oh, wow.
What is it now?
16.
Round trip to New York?
Oh, not a round trip. I think it's one trip. I don't travel very much.
Yeah, I think that would probably be.
Just one way.
Of course, seniors get a discount too if they travel the right hours. So. But, yeah.
That's another thing. Were there discounts for seniors then?
No, that's a fairly recent thing. Within the last 10 years. But even now you have to ask for it, or you don't get it in most places. Some places don't have it either. Yeah.
Were there like special places for runaways? Now there are a lot of places for runaways to go to.
I know there are now.
Yeah.
But whether there were then or not, I don't know.
There weren't that many cases.
Well, there might have been, but we didn't know about it.
The places for orphans.
Well, sure. We used to have an orphanage right here in Black Rock, corner of Fairfield Avenue and Ellsworth Street. Used to be the Protestant orphanage. I don't know how many kids they had there, but they took care of quite a few. Then across the street, the Burroughs home, that's a, I wonder if that phone is for me. Could I be excused?